Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. Welcome back to this hour of the Good Day Weekend program. I'm Doug Steffen, inviting you, first of all, to go to the Good Day Show website, see Dr. Ken's picture as the co-host, click onto that, and get access to his weekly newsletter. You can also get it at his website, drkenshow.com. What are the highlights of this week's? People were saying, okay, why would I want to sign up for this? Give me a reason. So what's this week's coverage, Ken, in the health newsletter?
Well, just when you thought you know everything about a topic and there's no way it can be any more interesting, it's about obesity. And it's about the latest research and studies in the last few months about obesity. Information that you won't get anywhere else, and it's free. You go to our websites, drkenshow.com or to dougsteffen.com. You can sign up for it. It'll be emailed to you Friday afternoon, and there's no cost yet.
It's amazing. How much more information can there be? How many more of these studies do have to take place before people realize what is happening when they get to the size that a lot of Americans are, and the obesity is becoming more of a problem, as we learned last week, around the world? How is it that you don't know that you're unhealthy just by the nature of the size of you? How do you not get that, even if you're not a genius?
Denial is amazing, and we're talking about Egypt this week, but denial, it's just amazing. And even parents don't see their own kids as obese. Study after study shows this.
How many Middle Easterners do you see that are obese? Other than the fat slob who's the king of Saudi Arabia, who do you see? You don't see anybody in the Middle East fat.
I think obesity is a worldwide problem right now, and that's what the studies are showing.
Yeah, I haven't seen many. The times I've been in the Middle East, I can't remember thinking as I do, as I am right now, about they have a pretty interesting diet. The Mediterranean diet sort of is adopted in some ways, what they cook food in there. But I honestly can't remember, Ken. Anytime I've been, when I was in Egypt or in Israel.
It's changing.
Because of the, as my Chinese friend said, Western corruption. Right? Kentucky Fried Food and McDonald's and all of that stuff. All right, Ann is in Auburn, California. Yeah, that's right. You have a few more bucks, you eat a little better or maybe not better, a little richer food. Ann, you're on with Dr. Ken. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Ann.
I'm calling because my husband and I were self-employed, and we have private insurance. So our monthly premiums are fairly high. They're about $900 a month for our family, and we have a high deductible. Each person in our family has to meet $3,500, and I guess it for our family it's like $7,000 before we can start receiving any benefits for this high premium.
Do you have an HSA, Ann?
HSA? Yes,
yes.
I do.
Okay, so so you have a good plan. You have a $7,000 deductible that's paid out of before tax money, and that's a good way to do it.
Yeah, but the problem is that it's the daily managing the monthly the cost. Okay, I'm paying $900 for basically nothing because right. When I go into the doctor or when my daughter say this month my daughter had mono. By the time I was done, I got the bill. My pay out of pocket was $379. And yes, I had negotiated rates reduced from Blue Shield. It's $379 out of my pocket. So as a result, my next daughter, my husband and I, she got symptoms, the same ones that looked like my first daughter. We looked at each other and we said, we can't afford $379 just for the doctor, two doctor visits and some tests to bring our second daughter in on top of the $900 premium. So while we're privately covered, we don't have like a $20 copay. You go in and everything's taken care of. We kind of have to self-diagnose unless we're half dead.
But wait a second, Ann. Wait one second. But you have a plan, correct me if I'm wrong, once you get to $7,000, then it pays for everything, correct?
Correct, but I don't usually reach the $7,000.
But wait a second, Ann. What you need to do is you need to budget in your... First of all, you need to shop this out to make sure that your monthly payments are the lowest that you can possibly get among all the different insurers. And then what you need to do, at age 50, you can put in... You know, right now it's about $6,100 a year if you're above, in your 50s, if you're above. And I'll quote this for you in the next segment exactly. You can put in another $1,000. So you can put in almost up to your $7,000 deductible into your HSA, and you should be funding your HSA fully every year. And that should be in your budget.
We do fund it, but we don't have the money to put it $7,000 in right away. And you don't understand, I don't reach the I don't get the benefit from the insurance company until I pay the $7,000. Virtually, I have to pay almost $19,000 if you add up all my premiums and then the $7,000 until I get any benefit from my insurance.
And, this year, in an HSA, you can put in $6,150 max. If you're age 55 or older, when the tax year begins, and it's on a April to April basis, you can put in an extra $1,000. So, is your husband over 55?
53.
Okay, well, you're close to it. So this year you can put in $6,150 a year into your HSA, and you should be funding that every year as part of your budget.
I am.
And then you just pay for these bills out of your HSA in pre-tax dollars.
I do, but do you see what I'm saying, how the bills are extremely high? Just to go and see a doctor for a visit, the bill was like $143.
Can I throw my 2 cents worth in?
Yes.
You have intelligently done, you said something a minute ago, which may be the key here, and this may be anathema to some people who think that they, because they have an MD next to the name, know all, and you have no MD next to your name, you don't know anything. You sound like somebody who's A, motivated, B, intelligent, C, has at your disposal the tools to figure out. Now, whether you'd have been able to figure out whether your child had mono, the first one had mono, but you knew what the symptoms were, you figured out that the second one had it, and so you can follow the same protocol. And again, Ken may go apoplectic with this, but there are a lot of people who utilize the tools that are available online. There are a number of good websites. You put in what you think are the symptoms, and the best way to do this is to do it yourself. Let's say it's something that's going on with you. You know how you feel, so you can sort of feed that information in. It may not be the best of all worlds, but under the circumstances, especially with the treatment you get from some of the doctors, you can do a better job yourself. You can't prescribe medication for yourself, but you can see what the options are and maybe narrow down how you look at it and what the expense might be. I hear what you're saying. I know what you're saying. You start at the beginning of the year, and you got excellent.
Yeah.
My system is exactly the same. I have a $5,000 deductible on a major medical Blue Cross Blue Shield thing, and I pay 100% of that $5,000. So the only time I'm covered is when something catastrophic happens, and knock on wood, that's never happened. And so the other thing is, what do you do if you have a family and you've got all
of
these bills? Yeah, and you know what? That's how the politicians have sold this health care bill, because they want it to seem like everybody's going to be under the umbrella. It's a big tent. We'll take care of everybody. Well, who the hell do you think is everybody? You and me, one way or another, we all have to pay. Somehow, unless you are an illegal immigrant or you are destitute, somehow, if you're paying taxes, you're going to pay. And you but you have a deductible for the, like, at least the premium costs are deductible. But, you have to get to a point. All that stuff's deductible, but you got to make enough money for it to be deductible.
And in your policy, do you know that you're not getting good rates for your care, that the charges are higher than the typical group rate plan?
I really don't. I shop Blue Shield because I was in Blue Shield, so then I went to the higher deductible, and I guess I can go and reevaluate.
I guess what your beef is, that you're being overcharged by physicians. Is that what your beef is?
I don't know if it's, the physician, I guess. I don't even think the physician
knows that she's having to pay all of this stuff, and she doesn't have it in her medical savings account unless it comes at the end of the year. Well, it'd be more convenient for her people and her family to get sick at the end of the year than she'd have money in her medical savings account.
But have
if they got sick in the beginning of the year, because last year my daughter finally had a torn ACL. So by the first part of November, we had finally met our deductible.
Yeah, you had enough money. Yeah.
And
so
I have
1 month to get everything in that I wanted to have checked and diagnosed, or 2 months, November and December. And now the clock starts all over again.
And
this
do you have anything in your HSA right now?
I have, $1,000.
Okay.
Because I don't have the cash flow right now to throw into it.
Here's what the example. Everyone learn from this. I recommend people as young as possible open up HSAs in their 20s. So they start funding these things every year with $5,000, and they build them up into huge amounts because hopefully they won't use them. They're well in their 20s and 30s, and then they just keep increasing their deductible as they get older. Now, this is a great way to save money in the healthcare system. But, you know, with this new Obamacare, it looks like they're cutting this out. But do that as long as you can.
Yeah, that's like a college savings thing. All right, Jan, I think you've gotten some good information from both of us. Hopefully you appreciate it. We appreciated your call. You're an intelligent woman, and that was a good exercise in how it works and the frustrations that people have. With all this stuff.
Doug, you can't have a high deductible plan and have no HSA funded behind it to pay for it, or you're going to be like Ann, very frustrated, and that's what has happened to her.
Yeah, well, you can hear it. She had to spend it every year. You have a family, sometimes you spend it through, and you don't have a chance for it to accrue. 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken on the air, and good day weekend.
Some people do not realize they could save hundreds on their car insurance by switching to GEICO. Despite the millions of drivers switching to GEICO, they shell out extra money for car insurance elsewhere. They must enjoy spending more on things they can have for less. A ham sandwich for $5, they say? Nonsense, here's 10. Hats off to you, brave souls. The rest of us just like to save money.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Valentine's Day celebrates love, but experts say it's important to make romance in your relationship a priority every day. The KY Brand Intimacy Experiment is a free 10-day relationship bootcamp meant to help, inspire, delight, and empower couples to reignite the special spark in their relationship. Best-selling author and renowned physician Dr. Hilda Hutcherson explains.
The KY Brand Intimacy Experiment is a free 10-day relationship camp meant to help, inspire, delight, and empower couples to reignite the special spark in their relationship. Every day for 10 days, the book offers a theme to focus on for your relationship and activities to help spice up your romance, both inside and outside the bedroom. We're kicking off the intimacy experiment with Trista and Ryan Sutter from ABC's Bachelorette. They're going to share their experience daily on Facebook and Twitter.
For more information about the KY Brand Intimacy Experiment, go to Facebook and type in Couples Place or get there directly at facebook.com/KY Couples.
888-553-7536. Sharon in Ypsilanti, what can we do for you?
Well, I fell, broke my knee, and I had to have a plate and screws put in, and I was extremely unhappy with the whole process. I had recently lost my job, therefore I didn't have insurance. I used to work at Ford Motor as a controls engineer.
All right, so what would you like to ask Dr. Ken quickly?
Okay, so my question then becomes, one, is there anything I can do about payment for these people? And two, the main question is, I'd like to have this metal taken out of my...
Can she get it taken out, Ken?
Most likely not. You may want to get a second opinion with an orthopedic doctor. Negotiate with them about your payments. Let them know where you are, what you have, and go and talk to them. Usually they will come down.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish Ratchet M10 gas masks are 3 for $30. And Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com. The Maine name in military supply.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys? 18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Work with us.
There's a doctor in the house. There's a doctor on the air. There's a doctor here for you. His name is Ken Kronhaus, and he's available for your calls at 888-553-7536. Please help yourself. We're moving along. It seems that a lot of people today have diarrhea of the mouth. I say that lovingly. Get to your story, please. Tell your story, and then ask the question, because we need to get as many people on as possible so that as many people will benefit. One of the things that people think, and I underscore this all the time, Ken, please think about what you have going on with you, what your concern is, and know that there are so many people listening to this program, there's bound to be at least one or two others who may have the same problem. So you're not only helping you, you're helping them, and we're all here to help. But we are not here to listen to the story of your life, all right? And I say that lovingly. Please get to the point. Troy in Bloomington, Illinois, how may we help you, sir?
Good morning. I've never had a history of high blood pressure. It spiked really high a year and a half ago when I had a gallbladder attack, and I had my gallbladder removed Thanksgiving of 2009, and my blood pressure stayed high after that. And so because it stayed high, I went to a cardiologist that some members of my family had seen, and there wasn't really an interest as far as determining a root cause. It was a matter of, okay, your heart's beating really fast, so we're going to put you on a medication for that, see if it comes down. Heart rate came down, but blood pressure didn't, so now we're going to put you on a blood pressure med, and that's that. I've been exercising, trying to make sure that I'm eating very healthy, trying to bring it down.
Troy, let me ask you a few questions. Did they check your thyroid?
No.
You said your heart rate was fast. How fast?
Just sitting there in the doctor's office, it was running about 90 per minute.
You know, no one's in their happy place in the doctor's office. Stress can do that. when you're in your happy place with the steam out of your ears, resting at home, what does it run? Do you have any idea?
No, not since I've been on the meds.
Okay.
We have gotten that reduced.
I just went through this with my wife. The pain of a gallbladder attack definitely would raise anybody's blood pressure.
It was incredible.
So that's actually normal. But what you need to do is get totally unwound mentally and physically. Get a calibrated upper arm automated home blood pressure monitor. I like Microlife and Omron brands. They're not sponsors, but that's what I like. And use that device, bring it to the doctor's office once, make sure it's accurate. That's an automated upper arm home blood pressure monitor. rest for at least 15 minutes morning and evening, then use it. Don't jump out of bed. Don't run in all upset and put it on. It will be up, your blood pressure. You have to control for your emotions and for your physical activity. And then make sure it's under 140 over 90. And if it's not, then you need to be treated. Too many people are over-treated for high blood pressure. They come into the doctor's office. I saw a gentleman just today. His blood pressure was 180 over 100.
Ooh.
But you know, he goes home and he brings me in automated devices that's calibrated. It's 120 over 80. He just always gets so anxious in the doctor's office. And if I were to treat him with medication, he'd be on the floor when he was at home resting. He needs help with anxiety, not with his blood pressure.
Yeah, that's what happens with a lot of people. They get anxious.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, sir. Thank you for the call. Hopefully you'll be fine. I'm looking at all the stroke risk news this weekend. Poor memory, maybe either a sign of, what is it, a sign of, or is it the reason for stroke?
It's a risk that there's a stroke coming, you know, besides blood pressure, smoking, cholesterol, family history, diabetes. It seems like if you're suddenly having some memory issues, your brain is just not functioning as well as it should. Get checked out. Get your risk factors under control. This is out of the American Academy of Neurology this week.
Elizabeth Taylor in the hospital. She's had heart problems. She's never had a stroke, though, I don't think, has she?
Exactly. She was admitted this week. It was just announced late last night, Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles. She came in with heart failure. What's the number one reason why adults are admitted to hospitals in America? The answer is heart failure. 5 million Americans have heart failure, just not pumping enough blood to the body, the needs of the body. It's usually due to a coronary problem, a valve problem, or a weak muscle.
And she's been overweight. She smoked. All of those things will add to that. So hold a good thought for her. Elizabeth Taylor in the hospital with the complications from heart problems. Your problems next in focus here at 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken Kronhaus on the Good Day Weekend program.
Valentine's Day celebrates love, but experts say it's important to make romance in your relationship a priority every day. The KY Brand Intimacy Experiment is a free 10-day relationship boot camp meant to help, inspire, delight, and empower couples to reignite the special spark in their relationship. Best-selling author and renowned physician Dr. Hilda Hutcherson explains.
The KY Brand Intimacy Experiment is a free 10-day relationship camp meant to help, inspire, delight, and empower couples to reignite the special spark in their relationship. Every day for 10 days, the book offers a theme to focus on for your relationship and activities to help spice up your romance, both inside and outside the bedroom. We're kicking off the intimacy experiment with Trista and Ryan Sutter from ABC's Bachelorette. They're going to share their experience daily on Facebook and Twitter.
For more information about the KY Brand Intimacy Experiment, go to Facebook and type in Couples Place or get there directly at facebook.com/KY Couples.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition not by toxic prescription drugs, leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
The five main steps to great health are detoxification, an alkaline pH, elimination of infections, optimal hormone levels, and renutrification. When all these factors are brought into play, then your body is supported to create radiant health. Of all the nutrients needed by the body, protein plays a dominant role. The type, quality, and digestibility of that protein plays a key role in how good you feel on a day-to-day basis. Of all the proteins that nature offers, one is the most digestible and offers the most benefits for the most people. It is unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. It is easily digested and comes in three delicious flavors. Whether you want better energy, better blood sugar, more endurance, or clearer thinking, One World Whey is a must for you to try. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
As we continue with our focus on your health and well-being, your calls at 888-553-7536. The latest news and information in the newsletter and also on the air. Dr. Ken, happy also to get your emails when you go to his website. You can send an email asking a question if you can't get in on the air or whatever. You may be listening to this program on a delayed basis. You can send an email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com. Or to me, Doug, at DougStefan.com. Jim is in Newburgh, New York, with a question for Dr. Ken. Jim, please go ahead. You're on the air, sir.
Yes, good morning, you two. I have a bad problem with facing every day. I mean, I go to bed at night, and I hope to God he takes me in my sleep, because getting up and facing the next day is it's a hassle. Wow. It's a hassle. It's like I've given up. I lost my zest for life.
Jim, who do you live with?
I live with a woman that I've been married to for 45 years, but for the last eight years, it's been south. And I'm afraid to make a move because I don't know where I want to move to.
How's
I got no relatives, you know.
Jim,
so
I'm
at a crossroads.
Jim, give me a second. Are you sleeping okay?
Well, let me fill you in on this. I'm a diabetic, and I know I'm not supposed to have orange juice, but I sedate myself, even though I take Xanax. I sedate myself just to lull myself to sleep.
Are you eating?
Yes, I do eat.
Uh-huh.
And I was an alcoholic, but uh-huh. I've been sober for 16 years.
You say that you go to bed each night hoping you won't wake up. Do you have a plan to hurt yourself?
There are times. I think about it. I have nothing in my life no more.
Have you ever written a note?
To myself? Oh, no. As far as leaving a note to somebody?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
No, I haven't gone that far.
It sounds to me like you're very depressed, Jim.
I know that, and this Xanax is not kicking it no more.
Right. Well, Xanax is a minor tranquilizer. It's a mood changer, sometimes used for depression, but you have a strong major depression, and I'm concerned that you're going to hurt yourself, and I'd like you to see a psychiatrist yesterday, okay?
Okay.
What do you do with your time? Each day you wake up, you say you don't like to get up. What do you do with your time through the course of the day?
You know what I do, Doug? I get up, I put on a pot of coffee, I turn on my computer, I listen to you all week, and I play spades. That's my whole life.
Right. Is there something, physically, are you in pretty good shape? How are you physically?
Actually, I am in damn good shape for my age.
So why don't you go get a job?
good question.
Yeah, I mean, go get a job. Occupy your mind. So you can't stand your wife. Join 80 million other guys who can't stand their wives. I mean, that's not the reason to want to jump off of the bridge. One of the things that you need to do is occupy your time. Do you have children, grandchildren?
Yeah, but I don't see any of them.
Why? Where are they?
They were strange for me.
I
loved problems when I was younger.
Yeah.
But I was never, you know, dispossessed. They always had clothes, the whole nine yards. I was
because of your alcoholism? That kind of stuff?
Yeah, drugs, you know, the whole nine yards.
All right, so where are they now? Where are your children now? Where do they live?
They live in Poughkeepsie and upstate New York.
All right, so they're not far from you.
No.
Can you, in some way, shape, or form, get in your car and drive to their home? They don't want to talk to you on the phone, whatever it is. Go to them and try to stir up some dialogue in a way that will have them understand that you've changed, that you want their love, you love them, you want their affection, you want to share time with them. And little by little, you may be able to build a bridge.
Yeah, but in actuality, I have, and it's terrible to say this, but I have no feelings for any of them.
Oh, well, then you don't want to get
loose. Yeah. As soon as I got sober, everything went south.
Yeah.
I stopped drinking, they stopped caring.
Really?
Really.
I just shouldn't laugh, but it's usually the other way around how that works.
Yes. I mean, it's amazing.
Adam, do they have trouble with alcohol also?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Did you have a strong mother, sort of an overbearing mother?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. I ask that only because I know that's what happens. And a lot of people want, there was something about a connection. I don't know what it is.
Right.
But there's something about a connection that men have to strong mothers who are dominant, domineering,
and I had no
controlling.
Father.
Yeah, okay. That's a very interesting story. I had a friend that was just like you, and he drank himself to death. 64, he was done because he had a mother.
My old man was done.
Yeah. All right, so go get a job. Go get a job. Find a job doing anything. Occupy your time. You know, if you don't like your wife, go get a job. Go move someplace else. Let her stay where she is, and you go live somewhere else.
Are you on Medicare right now, Jim?
Yes, I am.
All right, well, as you're looking, use your Medicare benefits and
get a shrink.
And go get a psychiatrist also, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Find a good one. And then when you're 5 years from now, you're going to call us and tell us you got a new life. You've had a wonderful life, and you can thank Ken for that. Thanks.
Thank you both.
Keep a smile on your face.
Let us know how you're doing, okay?
Get a 7-day-a-week job every day. Get up and go do something, all right? There you go. Isn't it lousy? People are really
strange. Good job, Doug.
You know what? Honestly, what really bugs me about, I come from a long line of alcoholics, and I understand what the situation is, but I also am not too tolerant about families who are unforgiving. This man brought you into the world. Okay, maybe he's not perfect. Maybe he's far from perfect. Maybe he's an abusive SOB.
We're missing something about the family dynamics there.
Yeah,
it doesn't add up.
No. He says that he has no feelings for him now. But whatever.
They don't have feelings for him now that he's sober. It doesn't add up.
Yeah.
We're missing some ingredients.
First thing is go get a job.
Exactly. You're getting good advice.
Thank you. Every once in a while I can hit one of those notes. 888-553-7536. All right. This business about we are in February. It's heart month. There are all kinds of things that you ought to know that are good and or bad for your heart. For example, beer. Good for your heart? Not good for your heart. Ken?
In moderation, believe it or not, it's good for your heart. And
does it make a difference what kind you're drinking?
This is out of the American Dietetic Association. Again, we're not making this up. They've studied this, and in moderation, the key, women 0 to 1 per day, men 1 to 2 per day, is as far as you can go, and it seems to have a lot of benefits. There's antioxidants in it. There's just good ingredients that actually keep your heart healthy.
Yeah. The fact that heart disease can lead to strokes, and there are all kinds of things that we do. We have too much salt in our diet. Earlier, talking about diet sodas and all of that stuff. You remember me last week talking about the experience that I had having my brain scan done and what went on and all of that. I haven't had the Ken doesn't have them, and I don't have them yet either. But it'll be very interesting to see what's in my brain. What sort of things, when you have them happen to you younger, this process that I went through at Seriscan can tell you what's going to happen to your brain 10, 12, 14 years down the road. So if you've had this fellow who runs the operation, I don't know if I told you this or not, Ken, his father's 85, came in for an evaluation because he was grumpy, he was depressed, he was angry, and so they did a brain scan, found out the guy had a stroke, and nobody knew it. And the lower part didn't affect his speech or his ability to walk, his muscle, you know, everything about his body was okay.
Exactly.
But it affected his frame of reference.
Exactly. And that's why this man needs to be evaluated. Often depression is a way of presentation of a stroke. We don't think about that often, but yes, that does happen.
And by the way, one of the signs of that is crying a lot. If you cry a lot, that probably equals depression. I don't know if that's, that may be too general a statement.
Well, there is emotion. Blue and hopelessness. You heard the hopelessness in his voice.
Yeah, right. Okay, so we got that. All right, 888-553-7536. Also, in terms of what we're talking about, the way you keep your body healthy, so much of the attention now to a sort of recreational drugs is smoking pot. Stories around this week about Jennifer Aniston, what a pothead she is last week. Then we have a story with Cameron Diaz, joked about buying pot from somebody when she was a teenager. I think it was Puff Daddy or Sugar Daddy or Plum Fairy or whoever it was that she bought. But these people who are in the public eye.
What a way to do yourself in.
Abuse themselves, and it's sort of glamour. I mean, Jennifer Aniston's a good-looking woman. Cameron Diaz is a good-looking woman. So why do they do this? Well, it's fun. But what does it do to you down the line? Do you care about, or you want to be when you're Elizabeth Taylor's age? She's abused herself through her life, and now look at her. And she's not an old woman by any stretch of the imagination. So think about these things as you go through your life. One of the things you can do and be focused on during this Heart Healthy Month is to lose weight. Most everybody, 3 out of 5, not obese, but we collectively are too heavy. We have fat in the wrong parts of our body. You need to be exercising, but you also need to get to your optimum weight. And those informational things, I think you can find those on lots of different websites. If you're 5'9", what are you supposed to weigh? That kind of stuff. So if you're, like, for example, me, I'm 5'9", and I ought to weigh about 160, 869, 160, somewhere in there, Ken, right? A little under 170 is good for somebody my size. If I were,
and you could even go a little bigger because you do have a big structure.
Right. Well, I'm more muscular, and I would rather.
Correct.
I'm going to try to work myself back to where I was 20, 25 years ago as far as muscle is concerned in the next few months. So I might be able to support easily 170, 175 pounds. Well, when I weighed 186, which I did when I was in your office last year, that's too much. It's not good for, and it's only 10, 12, 14 pounds over, but that's not good. And so those of you who are 30 or 40 pounds or 45 pounds or more than that overweight, what are you doing about it? There is a very safe way, very practical way. Actually, it's a yummy way because the food's so good at MetaFast that you will enjoy your meals. You'll eat a lot of them, and you have the opportunity to eat one regular meal a day. And in that process, they'll help you lose 20 pounds the first month. And this is something that is medically proven. They have probably more doctors recommend MetaFast. I think that's why they call it MetaFast, because medically it's so sound, Ken. That's why you recommended it.
Exactly. You're fighting that blood pressure. You don't want to get on medications. You're fighting that cholesterol. You want to avoid the drugs. I can't tell you how losing 10 to 20 pounds, how much of an effect it'll have on effectively lowering your blood pressure. And those last 10 pounds are sometimes the hardest. It's a question I get so often from my patients. I have finally found a good solution. MetaFast, it works. It'll get those last 10 or 20 pounds off, even many more if you want. You'll get down the blood pressure, the cholesterol. So often you can avoid all the drugs.
It's so simple and nutritious. These are pre-portioned, easy-to-prepare meals that are delivered right to your door. You order what you want. You eat what you want. You're satisfied. And, boy, is the support from MetaFast excellent. Professionals will call you to find out how you're doing. They don't wait for your call. They call you. So to get on the MetaFast plan, go on to MetaFastKen, Medifastken.com. Medifastken.com. Enter Dr. Ken. You'll save $50 on the product you buy to be losing weight on Medifast. Makes nothing but sense. You can call also toll-free 800-506-4115 and use the Dr. Ken code to save the money. Results will vary. Consult your doctor before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details. Medifastken.com.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day? Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrin Nasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
A recent study in the Journal of Nutrition Supplement revealed that whole soy foods may support breast health, promote a healthy heart and cholesterol levels, and help achieve nutrient adequacy. Registered dietitian Dave Grotto adds,
in addition to those benefits, leading experts agree that whole soy foods included in a balanced diet have beneficial effects and improve nutrient intake among the U.S. population. Whole soy is a rich source of fiber, protein, vitamins, and minerals. Just 2 servings of whole soy a day can help maintain overall health. You can easily add a serving of whole soy to your diet with a half a cup of edamame or 2 soy joy bars. Other forms of whole soy in which the whole soybean or its nutrients are kept intact include roasted soy nuts, canned soybeans, and tofu.
Plant-based proteins like whole soy are recommended by the USDA 2010 Dietary Guidelines. Go to soyjoy.com for more information.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice. A 2-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
888-553-7536. There's a story this week, sort of a warning for those who have wood stoves, that heat their home with wood stoves. I'm concerned about this, Ken. What's the story?
This is in the medical journal Chemical Research and Toxicology this week. What they're reporting, Doug, is that there are invisible particles produced by burning wood. They didn't break it out by different woods. They just collectively put it all together. They may cause cancer and heart disease. Breathing in air around the stoves is the equivalent to inhaling car exhaust. They report with the wood particles being small enough to breathe into the deepest parts of the lung.
Yeah, nonsense. It isn't nonsense. I should say, what wood? Because they're all different kinds. There's cherry, there's apple, there's maple, there's hardwood, there's softwood that you burn. So I would reject that on the surface, knowing something about various woods. The wood stove isn't wood stoves may cause cancer. It's like a gun. The gun isn't shooting somebody. The person with the
gun may kill you.
That's a stupid story. All right. More from Dr. Ken, and I'm just saying Dr. Ken is doing. I'm just saying that information is stupid.
Don't shoot the messenger.
51 after.
Never buy home canning jar lids again.
No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
Use as directed.
Upon a time I was falling in love. Now I'm only falling apart.
888-553-7536. Dr. Ken Kronhaus on the Good Day Weekend program. You know what? I'm a little steamed up about this. Guns don't kill people. People kill people. Wood stoves don't kill people.
And here's a,
wait a minute. Yeah. Here's another story. Coal stoves linked to growth problems in children. Coal stoves. It's what you put in them. It isn't the stove. And the use of... There are some coals that are fine, and the soft coals don't burn as well, and there's stuff that's emitted from them, as soft woods do not burn well. So here's the way that I would, having just enough information being a farmer to be dangerous, you burn hard wood and hard coal. You don't burn soft wood and soft coal. If you're outside, fine. You can burn whatever you want. If you're having a barbecue or you're trying to cook something out on a spit, you can throw anything in there. It's not going to bother you. But if you're in a confined space, the things that come that are emitted from the softer, less mature, and that's part of the thing with less mature trees, the pumpy, punky kind of wood doesn't burn well, doesn't burn clean. And the same is true with soft coal, which we have a lot of in various parts of our country. So that's the message, not that wood stove. What are these people? Do they have any... These people, the way they write, they, man... They wouldn't have passed my English course, I'll tell you that, Ken.
It's wonderful how you think these through, Doug. And In this Archives of Pediatrics and Adolescent Medicine this week, they're reporting that children raised in homes heated by coal may suffer stunted growth from prolonged exposure to indoor air pollution. And what they're trying to point out, it just doesn't affect the lungs, it affects the whole body. But, you know, you point out correctly, it may be the kind of coal they're burning.
Well, the dust, coal dust also... It can be. I remember the farmhouse that I spent most of my time in was heated by coal, and the coal in the bin, you shovel it into the coal furnace, and the dust that's created, that's very bad for you. I had my mother's father and all her family, and his father and all their family worked in the coal mines in Cesar, Illinois, and they all died of either lung cancer or of emphysema at various stages in their life. Most of them in their 60s and 70s, have been exposed to that coal dust. All those people working in those coal mines, you see the gas masks on them now and all that sort of thing. Doesn't really protect them. And that idiot Massey, who owned, or the company's name, that Massey, I forget what the guy's name is that made all that stink, after he was found 100 times, over 100 times of having illegal stuff going on in his mines. He just sold his mines out for like $340 million or something. So, anyway.
Can I just point out real quickly,
yes.
The FDA approved two novel devices this week. The first 3D mammography device was approved this week. You'll be seeing it shortly. And also the first MRI-safe pacemaker was approved by the FDA this week also. Two breakthroughs.
888-553-7536. Jake in Macon, Georgia. Hi.
Hi, I really enjoy your show. And the other thing about coal is that it has to be low sulfur. But anyway.
Right, low sulfur, you're right. Yep.
I take Maltec now. I used to take Betapace for AFib.
Yes.
But I was jumped back in and into rhythm, and I'm on Maltec. But it seems like my blood pressure, because I monitor it routinely, it was like once in the 120s over 75, 80 with the Betapace. And then with the Maltec, it's like 140 over 90. It just seems like it's up. I don't know if there's any significance to that or...
Well, you're getting more back to your baseline blood pressure. The beta pace, the beta in beta pace, has what we call beta blocking activity,
uh-huh.
which lowers the blood pressure in addition to suppressing the atrial fibrillation. The Maltec doesn't have as much of this beta effect, and that's why the blood pressure may come up. You know, it's fighting that fight or flight hormone, the adrenaline in your body, the epinephrine. Very important warning about Maltec. Just get your liver functions checked. There was a big warning from the FDA a few weeks ago that mm-hmm. there have been, fortunately, they're rare, but some major liver failure on Maltec. Make sure you, with a blood test, every once in a while, you get your liver functions checked.
You take any magnesium, Jake?
You take one pill a day, right.
Now, how much is that?
I forget what the number, the dose
Ken,
is.
Ken, what should we be taking for magnesium?
500 milligrams a day is the daily dose for adults.
Yeah, five. Yeah, make sure you take.
I take 350. Yeah.
Nah, take two of them.
Take two of them. Okay.
Yeah. You
Do you have normal kidney function?
Yeah, everything's fine. I don't have any problems with anything right now. Anyway.
Talk to your doctor about 500 milligrams a day. Make sure they know.
Okay, yeah. I will.
And
thank
and don't blame it on me because I told you to take 700. I mean, listen, Dr. Doug practices without a license.
A good example.
Well, magnesium isn't going to hurt you.
Unless you have kidney problems.
Right, okay. Well, they didn't have kidney problems. And, all right, so I was going to say something else, but it's a good thing I'm being reserved now because we're out of time. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, send him an email, drken@drkenshow.com. And you're always welcome to send me a question as well, Doug at DougStephan.com.